listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. A motorcyclist has been seriously injured following a crash near Busselton. It happened just before 6:30 this morning. Police say a car and a motorbike collided on Tuart Road near the Bussell Highway. Motorists are urged to avoid the area with road closures in place. Emergency services and the Fireys Union have welcomed a $75 million boost to upgrading WA's frontline operations. It's amid hot and dry conditions in the southwest, which has left the region on watch. DFS Commissioner Darren Clem says WA's bushfire season is definitely getting longer.
And probably more prevalent at the moment is the connection or the overlapping that we're seeing between the bushfire season in the Pilbara and the Kimberley, and that overlapping with the bushfire season in the southern half of the state. That obviously, it has a resourcing impact on us, and so these 60 additional firefighters are welcome news.
Rental prices are on the rise in the southwest. Augusta Margaret River leading the way locally with a 19.3% rise year on year. Domain's Alice Stoles says it's a similar story across the region.
Looking at the Bunbury area, that's $550 a week, and that's gone up 17% on the quarter. Albany, that's $500 for the quarterly rental price on a house, and that's gone up 11.1%.
There's been a massive jump in the transport of sheep from WA to the eastern states. 240,000 heads were transported out of the west in January and February alone, more than the entire total of 2023. In sport, India Robinson is the first Aussie through to the women's quarterfinals at the Margaret River Pro. Molly Picklam and Sally Fitzgibbons among the other Aussies in round of 16 action this morning. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.